Shavua Tov u'mevorach. Today, Mishnah Yomi is finishing Bezrat Hashem, the first chapter of Ketuvot. So we are on Mishnah Tet right now. Haita me'uberet. A woman shows up pregnant, and she's showing up alone without any husband or putative father here. Va'amru lo. So they ask her, Ma tivu shel ubarze? What is the nature of this child? And she replies, Me'ish ploni, from a certain man, v'kohenhu, and he was a Kohen, or at least he's an Adam kosher, meaning someone she would have been able to marry, not a Nazi, not a Mamzer, not a non-Jew, not an Evid, so somebody that does not impugn her Yichus. So she would still be able to marry a Kohen. If this child turned out to be a daughter, that daughter could still marry a Kohen. So again, the Mishnah brings the ongoing machlokes, this ongoing debate amongst our sages. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omri, and Gamliel, Eliezer, they say, ne'emenet. We believe her. She's bari. She is, even though she's pregnant, she knows exactly what happened. Rabbi Yeshua again disagrees. Lo mi piha anu chayin. We don't live by her words. Ela harezu becheskot meuberet lenati lemamzer. She has a chazaka, an assumption that she might have become pregnant. After all, she's not married, and she went around and got pregnant somehow, so it might have been from a Natin or a Mamzer. Again, a Natin is one of these non-Jewish tribes that converted to Judaism under false pretenses. They're also called Givonim, and a Mamzer is an illegitimate child. If a woman has an intimate relationship with one of these, she cannot then marry a Kohen, and the daughter from such a relationship certainly cannot marry a Kohen. Od shetovi raya l'dvaya. She needs to bring some sort of proof to satisfy Rabbi Yeshua's requirement. Mishnah Yud finally brings a related case. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Yossi brings Maaseh. There was a story, an event. Betinoket, a young woman, she yarda lemolot mayim min ha'ayin. She went down to the well to fill up water from the spring, and the well was outside of town. Nebuch something terrible happened. Venensa, she was taken advantage of by a man. Now she's not sure who it is, and perhaps because she's young, or perhaps because it was an aggressive or violent, God forbid, attack, she could not identify the man. So what about her status? Could she still marry a Kohen? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says yes. Im rov anshe ir masin lekuna. If most of the men in the city are able to marry into Kohani, meaning most of the men are kosher, normal, what we call miyuchas, they have yichus, they have a good genealogy, they have clear genealogy to marry a Kohen, like their daughter could marry a Kohen, then harezu tinase the kuna, then this young woman also, she could then later marry a Kohen. Now, it may sound a little bit illogical to say, yes, it was an Adam kosher who committed this terrible thing to a young Jewish girl, but people can have wonderful genealogy and wonderful parents, and parents can do everything they can for their children, but children make their own decisions. So really, if we have ancestors and parents and grandparents who have accomplished a lot, we can't rest on our laurels and assume that their merit will just carry us along. We really need to work on ourselves also. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't need just one rove of the city that she was from, but if there was, passers-by, like a caravan, traveling salesman passing by, it has to be the rove of those men also, because we're not really sure if it was a man from her own city or a man who was passing by, selling merchandise in the city. Yashar kochachem and shavua tov agutvoch.